ultimately, the ability of IRS to provide customer service and enforce tax laws comes down to its people.
Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Matt Oldham. IRS staffing has declined every year since 2011, and this decline, about 20%, has created skill gaps for the agency. This occurs when not enough people are hired to replace employees with critical skills. I'm with Jay McTighe, a strategic issues director at GAO, and he led a report looking at the staffing issues the IRS is dealing with. Thank you for joining me, Jay.
Thank you, Matt. It's good to be here.
Could staffing issues threaten the IRS's ability to mail out tax refunds?
It could. You know, going back to IRS's mission, IRS's mission is to provide American taxpayers with top quality service by helping them understand and meet their tax responsibilities as they do during filing season. In addition to this, IRS is also responsible for enforcing the tax laws with integrity and fairness to all. And key to fulfilling this mission is IRS's workforce. And with the decline, it's, we think, entering a critical stage. As you mentioned, since the early part of this decade, in response to the significant budget pressures, IRS took a number of actions to control labor-related costs, including a hiring freeze, reductions in training, and scaling back on strategic workforce planning activities, which we think are critical and highlight in this current report.
What areas did you find were the most affected by the staffing shortage?
We did find that the greatest reductions in services occurred on the enforcement side, where IRS is tasked with trying to get non-compliant taxpayers to fulfill their tax responsibilities. And audit rates have declined dramatically. On the individual side, they're down by nearly 40%. On the business side, multi-million dollar corporations, the audit rate is down by over 50%.
Is it safe to assume this means that the IRS is not finding as many tax scoff laws as they would?
I think that's a logical conclusion.
So what are some of the staffing challenges the IRS is facing?
That's a great question. Number one, IRS has to identify where those staffing needs are, and that's why we talk about in the report. IRS needs to look to find out where it's facing the most critical skill gaps and, you know, what areas, which mission-critical functions have the greatest skill gaps, and then go through a process to prioritize filling those gaps. And also looking toward the future, the skills IRS needs today are not going to be the same skills it needs in the future.
So it sounds like a shortage of workers at the IRS threatens some of their key functions, notably enforcement activities. So how can the IRS reverse its course? Is it as simple as recommending that they hire more people?
Well, I think IRS has recognized the challenge. In 2017, they began a strategic human capital initiative to identify the key positions and skills that are needed both today and in the future. This will take time. IRS can't just stop and focus on this. It also has to continue to provide a high level of customer service right now during the filing season, for example, and throughout the year as well. It's also in the midst of implementing the new tax law, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, and that has been a major undertaking requiring significant resources as well.
Final question, what do you think is the bottom line of this report?
Matt, ultimately, the ability of IRS to provide customer service and enforce tax laws comes down to its people. You know, for several years, IRS has been losing people with the knowledge and skills needed to conduct the core functions of the agency. Developing a strategic workforce plan and ensuring its successful implementation is what IRS needs to do. And although it's a significant effort, it comes down to perhaps the most important payoff. An IRS well-positioned to help taxpayers be compliant with tax laws and collect the revenue needed to fund the federal government.
Jay McTighe was talking about his GAO report on IRS staffing challenges. Thank you for your time, Jay.
Thank you, Matt.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.